Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and worship you and thank you. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods, and we worship you. Lord, we ask you to reveal yourself to us in the Word today. Lord, anoint the Word of God with the Holy Ghost and power. Lord, use us for your glory. Thank you, Father, for the Word of God. Lord, I rebuke every devil of hell that would try to steal a word out of anybody's mind or heart today, and I commend that devil to keep his hands off of everybody out there. And Lord, I ask you to reveal the word to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We've been talking the last several weeks about how to walk in the anointing of God, the things that are required. And one of the things we talked a little bit about yesterday was that out of the heart come evil things. That's where we store up these things. Well, it's very easy today. If you go to secular movies, listen to secular radio, I can guarantee you I know what's in your heart, and it's evil. It is not godly. You have been so case-hardened to the things of the kingdom of God that's why not hardly anybody walks in the anointing of God, because our minds and our hearts are corrupt with the things of the world. And we don't even realize it when we're saying these things. You can hear people use words of profanity in the church, and they're smoking and drinking and hanging out in bars and living with each other out of wedlock, and yet going to church on Sunday, thinking they're okay. Let me tell you, they're not okay. God does not tolerate that kind of nonsense. He's told you what he will do to those that do that. But many people do it anyway. How many times have I seen young men or young women on their deathbed in their 20s and 30s, and it was all because they either had unforgiveness towards someone or they was living with somebody out of wedlock. And many of those people that were born-again Christians that were doing that died early, early, early. I'm talking about early. I mean, I know one young woman had lived with a boy from the time she's 15 to 21, brought three babies into the world. 21 years old, died with a massive heart attack at 21 in the bed. Didn't get up, went to bed that night, totally, completely healthy. Next morning, didn't wake up. She was dead, stone dead. She was living with an unbelieving boy and had three children, and she died. I've seen it happen over and over and over, but God promises in His Word that if you commit sexual sins, He will destroy your temple. That's pretty clear in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. So you want to be careful. So you don't want to walk there. You want to walk in God's anointing. You want to walk in His power. You want Him to see Him do the great and wonderful things that He said and promised that He would do. But to do that, you got to learn how to think. And to do that, it's going to be a mighty challenge. I'm going to tell you, it's not going to just happen when you say, okay, I'm going to learn to think and think right. It is an act of determined consecration, I guarantee you. And it's going to require purpose and continual application to make this happen. You're going to have to spend quite a bit of time in prayer. You're going to have to work on your mind, because your mind is evil and it loves to wander off out there in the things of the world. So it requires a human being that has a willingness of heart to change. They got to say, yes, I don't want to live where I've lived. I don't want to be here no more. I don't want to live in the slop of the world. I don't want to go to bars and hang out. I don't want to drink no more. I don't want to read newspapers and watch television and movies. I want to walk in God's anointed power. Well, if you're serious with God, I guarantee He will deliver you from that junk, and He will bring you to a stage and a state of purity beyond your wildest dreams. But to walk there, you'll most definitely have to learn how to capture every thought that the devil puts in your mind, because he will put some wicked things in your mind, and you do not want to yield to that beast. Now then, I'm telling you, it is absolutely magnificently, wonderfully possible to lead a victorious thought life, even though Satan tries everything possible to stop you. I mean, that devil, he will work on you. You know, he will do everything he can, but you can overcome him. Christ was tempted in every way like we were, but he overcome. So, we can refuse to dwell upon evil things also. We don't have to meditate on them. If you happen to flip the television on, if you do, or if you're watching Christian television, like I do watch a little Christian television every once in a while, but somebody might have left the TV on a news channel or whatever, and I go to flip it on, if I go to flip back from one channel to get to another one, who knows what kind of scenes you may see or pass through on the television. There's wicked stuff on that television. Murdering, perverseness, homosexuals, perverts, lesbians, you name it, it's on there. And it's bad stuff. Wicked stuff, the Bible calls it. Wicked, evil stuff. And he said, all these people that do these things, all of them, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, if you'll just grab that thought life and kick all them evil thoughts out and begin to dwell on the proper things of life, you will see a difference in your life real quick. But Philippians 4:8 instructs us, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Just think. Jesus thought good thoughts. He didn't think on the trash of the world. This was the reason he could walk and talk right and be a good example for us to follow. Because Christ suffered for us, and he left us an example that we should follow in his steps. Who did no sin? We read that a little earlier. I believe it was yesterday or the day before in 1 Peter 2:21 through 24. Jesus, a man, just like you and I, tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. It's amazing. He is our example, the Lord. He resisted the devil and temptation. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. That's written for us in the Word of God in Hebrews 4:15. Christ is absolutely our example. We are to follow his example. We are to stand ready to walk as he walked. It should be a burning desire of each of us, a burning goal in our heart, to walk in his steps, to be exactly like Jesus, so we can do the same things that Jesus did. Now then, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. 1 John 3:6. Who, listen to what that's saying. Let me read that slow to you one more time. Whosoever, who is he talking about? Anybody, any Christian that abideth in him or in Christ will sin not. So if you're abiding in Christ, you will not sin. In other words, isn't that a wonderful thing? People say, hey, I don't believe it's possible to go through the day without sin. Well, you're not abiding in him, in Christ, because the Word of God, which is true, which is forever settled in heaven, which cannot be broken, says, whosoever abideth in Christ sinneth not. And that's written in 1 John 3:6. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is very, very contrary or against a whole lot of the churches and religious teaching world today that I've been associated with. Many people, they will believe in divine healing, but they will find themselves powerless when faced with those who need deliverance from sickness or demon possession. Why is it? In fact, I had a man the other day, just to give you an example of how this works. Just recently, I had a man that had a 24-year-old daughter, and she had breast cancer. Brought the daughter to me, and I rebuked the enemy. I explained to them what sin was, what we had to do, what we had to repent of, get right with God, how we had to have faith. And then, after we did all those things, I laid my hands on a woman after she repented of all of her sins, got all of her unforgiveness taken care of and all that kind of stuff, because you can't get people healed when they're living in unforgiveness. It'll bring sickness and disease to you and your whole family. Everybody, every man and woman that's married, if the man's got unforgiveness, the devil may attack the woman. If the woman's got unforgiveness, he may attack the man. It'll depend on which one of them's walking in obedience to God's word. Now then, I've seen that happen many times, that a person's sickness is due to another person's sin, especially in a family. But I've seen it even in fathers and mothers and in their children. So that's not anything new, but it's all written in the Word of God anyway. But what I started to tell you about, this man had this daughter, 24 years old, with this breast cancer. And they'd prayed and prayed and prayed for her, and nothing happened. They brought her out to the Living Savior Church in North Dallas. We taught her, we got her to repent of her sins, we rebuked the spirit of sickness, and laid hands on her and prayed for her, and she was completely healed. Completely healed. I was back in November. So, November up to about, just about a couple weeks ago in February, middle of February, something like that, the mother and the father, they both came out there, and she told me, Thurman, I have a tumor about the size of half the size of a baseball or a hardball, and it's much bigger than a golf ball. And she said, I've had it for over 15 years. So we prayed over it and prayed over it and prayed over it, and nothing happens. I said, well, we need to make sure we repent of our sins of unbelief, and then we need to take a scripture like Mark 16:17-18, where Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe, in my name you shall drive out devils. And you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So, we took one of those sets of verses. I laid hands on this grandmother or mother. I rebuked that tumor and commanded it to leave in the name of Jesus. And by the next Sunday, it was completely gone. About one week later, the thing was gone. The husband came up after church that second Sunday. They gave their testimony the second week. It's still gone. It's not there. It's been there 15 years. And it went away within a week after we rebuked it and commanded it to leave in the name of Jesus. He come up and said, you know, I don't know what it is. He says, I prayed and prayed, but nothing happened. He said, you prayed and it happened. Well, let me tell you, it's walking in the anointing. It's walking in obedience to God's word, and it's keeping all of these requirements here that he told you you had to walk in. You cannot walk in sin and get God to do wonderful healings and miracles like this for you. You've got to walk holy before the King. We'd invite you to call us for audio and video tapes, CDs, DVDs. We'd be happy to send them to you of all these teachings, many other healing school teachings, free and postpaid. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. Also, you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org, tlsm.org. And there you can find a place to order tapes. You can listen to these radio shows again, and it's there anytime for you. So praise the Lord Jesus Christ.